Coggo and Ez for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
All right, now I'll start because you promised me a real long, funny one.
Usually I just have a quick little
a crisp
zinger,
one. Yeah, a little
but
crisp
this one's got a bit of a story today.
Ez, what's the difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
The taste.
Oh,
Ez, you got funny, Ez. Go on.
Oh, I can't believe you even read that out. I've actually got some breaking news.
Wow.
Bill Gates has just stood down.
How's he, Gatesy?
As the man running Microsoft. It's because of an email he got, and it read something like this. Dear sir, I have some questions to ask you. Number one, the keyboard alphabet on your computers, they're not in order. When are you bringing out the correct version? Number two, on your computers there's a start button, but there's no stop button. Number three, I've already learned Microsoft Word. When will you launch Microsoft Sentence? Number four, there's a recycle bin, but no one ever comes to pick it up. And then the last question, number five, it said, sorry, Bill Gates, this is a personal question. Why is your name Gates when you sell Windows?
Oh, Aaron. Aaron. Seriously.
Didn't you like that one?
It wasn't bad. Hey, now, I got to tell you, as a pirate walks into a bar, he's got a peg leg, got the old parrot on the shoulder, and he's got a steering wheel in his pants. The bartender says, hey, you got a steering wheel in your pants. The pirate says, ah, no, it's driving me nuts. Oh, Aaron.
You're gross today.
Triple M.
Coggo had one job, to get the Easter eggs safely to the station. But something went wrong along the way. Uh-oh, and now the eggs are scrambled.
Always happy to take the blame if it's for the sake of the radio station because no one else bloody does around here.
Well, everyone could have had cash eggs until you crashed and smashed all the eggs and now there's a few rotten ones in there and Trudy's about to find out what she's got today. Hey, Trudy.
Good morning.
And now, Trude, you work up at a hospital. How is the new hospital going?
It's really good. It's really good. It's lovely.
You're finding your feet with all the new gear?
Oh, when we find it, yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's like anything new, isn't it? It takes a little while.
We've just got to remember where we've put it.
That happens at my place and it's not new. All right, Trudy, let's have a little dig in our basket and find out what egg you have got your hands on
today.
I don't
think you're keen on a rotten one, are you, Drew?
Oh, not so much. No, I've got plans.
Let's press a few buttons here and see what the computer comes up with. Here we go.
You've got yourself a good egg.
Yay!
You're a good egg, Trude.
Trudy, inside your good egg, $50 Strath Village voucher.
Oh,
that'll
fantastic.
Come in.
Yes. I can tell you now, thank you very much. That is going to go to the Easter egg raffle at the Cancer Centre. If anyone wants to help our Relay for Life team, pop on in and we'll have that on sale today.
Is that just inside the doors at the hospital, Trude?
No, just you need to go into the Cancer Centre, so just around the corner.
Yeah, oncology,
That's
amazing.
Good. Thank
well
you,
done,
Trude.
Trude. Well,
no worries.
You win bugger all, but the raffle goes all right.
Good cause.
Absolutely, yes. And good karma will come your way.
Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be nice.
On you, Trude. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
There you go, another one. Scramble
nice
back
person.
In about, 30 minutes.
Triple M.
Something happened overnight, hasn't it?
Well, I have regret about something last night, and I know that it's something that you often do, and I should have just manned up and done it. I had tickets to the John Butler concert at Alumbra.
Oh, Big Johnny,
yeah. Johnny B. We chatted to him a little while ago. He was cool as.
He's calling me Cogsy.
He was. He'd given you a lot, which
Cogsy
I loved.
Wogsy.
Yeah. So I was really keen to go. I've always actually really liked John Butler. But it appears to me that you either love John Butler or you don't like John Butler.
Polarises.
So I found it really hard to find anyone to go with.
Really? It was booked out. They were like, it was sold out.
I know. Really. Well, maybe I just don't have very cool friends. But at the start of the week, Nick, my boyfriend, said, I'll come with you, Ezzy. No worries.
Well, so he bloody should, Aaron. He's got a prize in you.
Absolutely. Should want to be seen everywhere with me in public. But he's had a big week and wasn't feeling great and he gets up really early
excuses,
for work.
Excuses.
He said, look, I just don't want to go. I don't really like them.
At least he's
and
honest.
Couldn't be stuffed. We'd rather watch the footy. He wanted to watch the footy. And I said, fair enough. No probs. So then I rang four people. None of them wanted to go with me. One just wasn't a fan. One was already cooking dinner in her pajamas. one realised that she was my third option and cracked it. And then I thought, look, I really want to see John Butler. Would it be so bad if I went by myself?
I would have.
See, you do this.
I do it all the time. I used to have people with me to go anywhere like you, but yeah. Now I just go by. If there's no one around, I just go. I went to the cricket last Sunday by myself. Yeah. I don't mind. I find people to talk to, so.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm sure I would have bumped into someone, yeah, or there would have been someone around. Or, to be fair, at a concert, you sit in your chair and you enjoy the music. You don't really care who's sitting beside you. Yeah. So I probably should have gone by myself, but I just wonder how many people actually go out on their own, go to the movies, go to me. Concerts.
I reckon you enjoy it more because there's no one that you need to worry about. Do you know what I mean? Even though your partner or someone's beside you, you're kind of worried if they're enjoying the movie or the concert or whatever.
Well, especially when I drag Nick along to things like, I took him to Casey Chambers. I love her. Uh-huh. He's not a fan. And I was worried that he was just really hating it. So if I went by myself, I'd probably like
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, you do. And sometimes you can sit in an area by yourself where you just get consumed by the product where you enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, so, I should have gone and I didn't. Next time. I'll give it a go.
I
need to man up.
You got a little FOMO?
Yeah, I do have a bit of FOMO. I wonder if it was good. I hope not. The footy was good.
It was great, by the way.
I stayed home and watched the footy, so that was good.
I thought John Butler trio. I heard from a few people that went. It was just the buzz.
Shut up.
It was the place to be. You stuffed it up. This has to be controversial in some sort of way, I would have thought.
New stats have come out that 1 in 3 parents admit to using GPS tracking apps on their kids.
They're using Find My Phone or other GPS tracking. Now, I've got a nearly 17-year-old. He's 17 in September. I don't think I'd do that. I would feel ordinary about it. And I've got a tracking thing, but I've got that in my car.
Well, he's probably old enough to tell you where he is and what he's up to, and you trust that. A lot of parents wouldn't.
12-year-old running around having to tag them, would you?
Well, that's the thing. When you say kids, what age are we talking here?
Correct, exactly.
Yeah, because 17-year-old, he's big enough to make his own decisions, but a 10-year-old, well, maybe they do need to have an eye on
would
them.
Would you GPS track your kid? 13, 27, 10, as you said, some parents are saying in this survey, I'm just reading what you're reading there too, and they're saying that they would go as far as saying, a 33% of that survey of 1,000, to put a chip under the skin to find out their location.
Yeah, we do that with our dogs.
Yeah,
we microchip
do. Yeah,
our
exactly,
dogs.
Yeah. But these are kids, they're not
dogs. You can't
dogs.
Talk to a dog. Well, they don't talk back.
Yours
so,
does.
Yeah, he does. He's very clever. But, yeah, kids, I don't know. I would it break trust if your 17-year-old Mackenzie knew that you were trying to follow him and stalk him or track him? What would he do? Would he try and rip out the microchip? Would he rebel against it? It just kind of breaks down the trust barrier.
Straight away, there's no way a teenager would say, yep, put that microchip in. They just wouldn't do it. I've had 3 now. This is my 3rd teenager, and trust me, they would not say that. If it was done when they were very young and they didn't know, okay, that's probably different. But again, I mean, you know.
Then what if they found out?
That's right, exactly, yeah. 13, 27, 10, join us on this because we want your opinion.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone out there does use the Find My Phone app. I mean, putting a chip under the skin is a bit extreme.
Well, they haven't even invented that yet, by the way.
Just the Find My Phone app. I wonder if many parents in Central Vic are using that to find out where their kids are. Do kids really go that rogue that you don't know where they are?
Don't know. I certainly wouldn't do it because I'd hate for my kids to say, well, hang on a sec, you're spying on me. Because it's them. You've got to trust them. If you take that trust away, what have you got?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't come and talk to you about something.
Correctamundo.
13, 27, 10. GPS trackers on kids. Love to know your thoughts.
Triple M.
13, 27, 10s. We are going to the phones this morning and asking if anyone out there is putting GPS trackers on their kids. In the news this morning, stats show that 1 in 3 parents are doing it.
Would you do it?
Well, look, I haven't raised a child, and so I find it difficult to talk on some of these topics, but I would say that it would break down some trust. If I found out that anyone was following me and my daily movements, I'd go, well, why do you need to do that? Why can't we sit down and have that conversation?
It's stalking, though, is it?
Well, when it's a parent and a child, probably. I wouldn't go that far. But
still laws. I don't know. It must be a fine line. Let's go there. 13, 27, 10's the number.
Tim is in Heathkit. Tim, what are you and your partner doing?
Me and my partner, we've talked to our daughter about it, but we're using the Find My Phone track on her phone to keep an eye on where she is.
So how often, Tim, do you reckon you're actually sitting around home going, I wonder what she's up to, and then using it?
Only on the days when she's organised to meet up with her friends after school and we haven't been told where she's going. That way we can keep an eye and know where she's going to.
Yeah, Tim, how does she respond to that? Is there a little bit of trust gone there? Or?
There's a little bit gone, but she responds pretty positive to it in a way.
So she knows that wherever she is, you can just jump in on your phone and find out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, well, if it works for you, and there'd be others listening probably looking at the radio going, mate, I wouldn't do that, or others would be saying, hey, good idea.
Yeah.
Tim, what works for you works for you. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Let's go to Megan on the phone. Megan, do you believe in putting a tracker on your kids?
Well, we installed trackers on our phones just in the family, just more or less because we do a bit of travelling, just if it broke down or if you're trying to find someone, you got an idea where they were. But last night we discovered a feature on the tracker app that we've got.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that actually shows you journeys that you've made for the last week, which also includes how many times you touched your phone while you were driving, how many times you braked hard in the car, how many times you rapid accelerated, and how many times you were speeding.
Oh.
Wow.
And exactly the positions that happened in, like exactly the intersection or the place on the road.
That's a totally different thing altogether. That's tracking driving behaviours.
Yeah.
That's creepy. But that's a family tracking app. That's what it is. And yet it has that feature on it. So I don't know. We sort of decided that even if we delete that app, that sort of information's always available on the internet and we don't know to who.
Yeah.
So we're not using those tracking apps for that reason now, and that's the other thing. You don't know who can hack those apps. You could have your kids out there and someone could hack your app and then know exactly where your kids are.
Well, that's so, the other thing with the internet, isn't it? You can't quite trust it.
Megan, so what is it, a family tracking app?
Yeah, it's I could probably say the name because it's available. It's called Life 360.
Wow.
It's not a logistics app. It's not for tracking cars or fleets. It's an app that's for your family.
Ooh,
and it has all that information on it. So we decided we're going to can that now because it's just too much information, really.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough. That's
thanks,
a different
Megan.
Kettle of
that
fish.
Is just fabulous as usual. Thank you.
Thanks,
13,
Megan.
27, 10.
Rocky's on the phone. Rocky, do you believe in GPS trackers for your kids?
Not for my kids. But what struck me is if we've got this technology, why don't they use it on pedophiles?
Yeah,
sex offenders?
I would have thought, you know, what's good for the good is probably good for the bad. Yeah, I agree. I think, and what do they do normally with the bad ones? Don't they clip them, their ankle or something with a
house arrest?
Which are removable anyway. Yeah. They take them off, apparently.
We know this technology is available. We don't know exactly what law enforcement are using. You never know, I suppose.
I think sex offenders, I think they should be stripped of most of their rights after what they've done.
Yeah, that's a fair call. It's probably another subject. But still, I agree. Thanks, Rocky. Again, let's put it on our Triple M Facebook and let you have an opinion on it. Everyone seems to have an opinion on it.
Whether or not you think it's a good idea to track your kids.
Triple M.
So how's it work? Because you've done this before.
I've been to a silent disco once. I think it may have even been at the Bendigo Cup down in the young doof-doof section.
The doofy section.
Yeah, years ago, back in my youth.
Back in the day.
And you walk into the tent or wherever it is and you get given headphones and there's usually three channels on the headphones and you just pick whatever channel you want to listen to, whatever song you feel like dancing to. So when you're outside the headphones, you can't hear anything. You can just see people dancing to all different types of songs. It's quite hilarious.
Yeah, look, it says here they've got an MC and all that stuff, Silent Disco Tour. So you'd be cruising along with some headphones, walking around the CBD.
So that's
headphones.
Different altogether.
Yeah.
So if you see, is it tonight?
It's tonight, yeah.
If you see people walking around town tonight with headphones on, just having a good dance.
Yeah, they might be having a listener.
Join them.
I'll put my channel on there, mate. The old Coggo channel. Oh, a little Time Warp and a little Patrick Hernandez. Be alive. Come on, Izzy, sing along.
No.
And the Bay City Rollers. Honey. What would you have?
If someone gave me headphones and said, here's the Coggo channel, I'd go, oh, God.
Yeah, well, like, there's
the
other
80s
things.
Disco, that, but no, there's something all, for everyone.
Not all 80s. I'd have a little, this fella. Yeah, sing along if you know the words of this one. Glen Campbell.
I've been walking these
see, I'd have all that stuff.
That's a different strut around town altogether, isn't it?
So that's happening tonight. They're going to do a little flash mob too. They're not going to, you know, flash, you know what. They're going to do the flash
mob. So they still want more people to get involved?
Yeah, they do. Yep.
Good.
Exchange
do
at 7 tonight.
Sure. Good.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.